Red Eye. Red Eye.
Erratic Asthmatic.
Asthmatic.
A podcast with Red Eye and Erratic Asthmatic. What's good, everybody? We're back on the podcast of Red Eye and Erratic Asthmatic. I'm your host, Red Eye, and I'm here with my co-host,
Erratic Asthmatic. Welcome back, everybody.
Yeah.
We out here in these audio files.
Heading into the summer.
Into the summer. It's actually been sunny for the past few days in a row.
It has been sunny, but the air has not been cold.
Yeah, not necessarily warm.
Yeah.
But it's been sunny.
Because you go outside, get hit by the wind, and it's like, woof.
Oof. Good thing I brought a jacket.
Yeah.
Which you always do.
Yeah, but then you walk in the sun for it, but you're like, okay, time, take off the jacket.
Yeah, exactly. Then you get that breeze again. It's like, oh, you're like, put on the jacket.
Yeah.
That's always how it is. In the Netherlands, like, I hardly go anywhere without a jacket, even in during the hottest days.
Yeah, you need to carry something.
Yeah.
Like, for me, it's either a jumper, even if it's a jumper, I'm just carrying at least a jumper in the summer.
Yeah.
You never know.
Never know. Like beaten down on you during the day, but then a couple hours later the sun starts setting.
Yeah, especially when the sun starts setting, and then the evening just like whoop.
Yep.
It drops by 10 degrees.
Only 10?
Maybe
more like 15.
Yeah, sometimes more. So it's a risk.
Out here changing whole climates in a day.
Yeah. People getting summer flu and shit. Why? Because y'all were just chilling the whole day in the sun.
Yeah.
It's going to be the same temperature the whole day. No, it's not.
Mm-mm. Oh, yeah. I'm getting over a sickness right now. Got that clearing out mucus cough.
Yeah.
But yeah. I don't like being sick. Especially this sickness, both of my ears clogged.
Yeah.
Like last time, only one clogged. This time, both of them clogged. So I can't hear shit. Everything is muted, muffled. Like I got noise canceling headphones on, but I don't even got headphones on.
It's like, why do I need the headphones?
Yeah, exactly. Playing my own music in my head.
Yeah.
Can't even hear it. Trying to make food. Can't even hear the sizzle.
Yeah.
I don't know when this is hot enough or not. I put this in too early? I don't know.
Gotta use your hands.
Yeah.
Okay, I think it's hot enough.
Right. Dip my hands trying to deep fry something.
Yeah.
Is this sizzling? I don't know. Dip my whole hand in the oil.
Hand, yeah.
Yep. That's hot enough.
That's why I always find it incredible, these street vendors who fry stuff and they just use their hands while they're
they do.
In this boiling oil.
What the hell? Yeah. Couldn't be me.
But that's years and years of just not giving a fuck, you know? It's
built tolerance.
Yeah, and then the skin is just probably fried up as well, so they don't.
Yeah, it's calloused. Yeah. It's got decades of restructured skin.
Yeah.
Killed nerve cells. They don't feel shit on their hand anymore.
Started off as blisters and everything, but no.
Yeah.
Now it's hard rock.
Yeah. Those are the same people going these are man's hands.
Yeah, man.
These are a real man's hands. If you don't got dead nerves in each fingertip, you ain't a real man. man, I don't know. Sometimes I get whenever anybody feels my hands for whatever reason, they're like, oh, your hands are so soft.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, it's because I don't do shit.
You don't do manual labor.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I don't hardly even work out. This is from decades of sedentary movement. Get on the trend over here.
Yeah, mine, it's becoming softer now, but in the past, it was so rough.
Yeah, doing less stuff.
Now doing less stuff.
Especially if you don't play basketball as much.
Yeah.
Don't use your hands as often.
Yeah. But it was also not just basketball. I was doing other stuff as well. I was doing gardening. I was doing, cleaning and all that shit,
Yeah.
But hardcore cleaning, not house cleaning. So it's...
Yeah. One of these days, though.
Yeah.
You're gonna end up dumping your hand in oil with all the cooking you do.
With all the cooking, I'm just like, fuck it.
Yeah.
It's my time.
Sometimes I do that with tortillas. No, I'm but like, that's, all right, yeah. Start to build the tolerance.
Yeah, but that's fine.
Just like, flip it with my hand.
That I still do with tortillas, rotis, chapatis, whatever. Yeah. Still do that. Or even just flip it with the pan.
With the spatula. Oh, with the pan. Oh, we fancy out here. I see. I see. I'm using utensils. And shit. I can't be flipping stuff in the pan.
You ain't got that type of confidence. You gotta practice first.
Yeah, exactly. But how do I practice without fucking it up? I'm gonna end up without a tortilla. It's gonna be my last tortilla, gonna be the one that I need.
Yeah, that's the one that you decide to practice on.
Yeah, exactly.
Instead of when you get a new pack.
Right. It's gotta be one of the ones that I left in the cupboard. Yeah. For like a month that still hasn't molded. I'm just like, I can still eat this one, sure.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's like hard as a rock. Got to use some butter to soften it up.
Yeah, you got to put something.
Man, very questionable actions.
Hell yeah.
Speaking of questions, though, got some questions to answer out here. Mm-hmm. These Reddit websites.
Reddit websites.
Yeah. And so, yeah, we're going to be reading some of the comments too. And then we're going to give our opinion or our answer as well. If we have one, that is. I don't think some of the questions.
Unless we're too flabbergasted. You know,
we're unless we're too flabbergasted, yeah. But yeah, so one question I have here is, what's the longest you've gone without sleep? And some people here have pretty normal answers, like maybe 20 hours, a little bit over 30 hours. Some guys here saying 3 days straight. Oof. And then he started to hallucinate.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah, and then I see another guy here around the 7 day mark.
What does that mean?
The dude went seven days.
Like a whole week?
Because he's so... Yeah, I guess he was so sleep deprived. He doesn't remember exactly how long. But yeah, 7 days without sleep. He's like, I certainly don't recommend it. I get sort of trippy after the first few moon and sun cycles pass by. I can imagine.
Yeah.
But yeah, the rest of them are pretty around the same answers. Yeah. Like 48 hours, 30 hours, 20 hours. I don't know, what's the longest you got without sleep?
I think in a full cycle, maybe 24 hours, 25 hours. So like, that's because like you party overnight and then it's like an all-nighter.
Yeah.
And then by the time you get home, it's already the time that you woke up.
That you would wake up, yeah.
The previous day. So it's like...
Yeah, but then you go to sleep, right?
Then you go to sleep, yeah. So I think that's the max I've gone to. Even then, I was already tripping.
Yeah.
Like the last few hours just on the way home. I was like, God damn. Trying not to fall asleep, you know. Almost fell asleep standing up. Like, a weird thing to say, and imagine, but it can happen. Like...
Yeah, you're so tired, you're just falling asleep on the spot. Doesn't matter what you're doing.
Yeah.
I think the longest I've gone, like I've done the same, you know, I've gone 24 hours.
Yeah.
And like by the time I got home, it's the time that I woke up. Mm-hmm. But then I would just, usually I don't do anything the day after. So I would just stay up until nighttime that day.
Okay.
So it'd be like maybe 36 hours.
Yeah. No, I would definitely.
Another 12 hours or so.
I would definitely, like, even if I'm not doing anything the same day, I'll still like take a nap. Like just clear all the wooziness and the alcohol.
I can't do the sleep cycle though.
Mm.
Like I know it, like maybe, yeah, like sometimes I'll take a nap, but it'll be like 2-3 hours and then my body will just wake me up. And it's like, no, we ain't sleeping yet.
Yeah.
But yeah, I know definitely a couple times actually I've gone the whole 24 hours and then the next day until nighttime.
Mm.
So like, yeah, maybe 36, 38 hours. around that period of time. I've not gone 3 days though. That's some.
No, 3 days, 72 hours.
You on some stuff? If you can stay awake for 3 days.
Yeah.
I don't know if you on regular caffeine or you on some other stuff, but
I think that's cocaine.
That's cocaine speed.
Yeah.
you're not just raw dogging 3 days of no sleep.
Yeah.
Man, couldn't do it.
No.
I wonder what some of the hallucinations are like though.
I don't know.
No sleep.
It's just trippy, I guess. Like.
Yeah, I mean, like, some days, like, whenever I'm awake for like the 30 hours or so, I'll start zoning out.
Yeah.
But like the zoning out will be a little bit different than normal everyday, you know, daydreaming zone out.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, your vision just kind of like you tunnel vision on one particular point. And you, like everything else becomes, I don't know, just kind of waves.
Mm.
I guess.
Yeah, because then you're just thinking about something else. You're not really.
Yeah, you're not attentive.
Yeah. You're not like, oh, it's a purple cat. Like, you know, like.
Oh, it's a purple cat. Yeah, no. My refrigerator just turned into a tiger. Like, no. That's not sleep deprivation. That's poke it with a stick. See what's inside. I bet it's got new stuff. I bet it's restocked now. Yeah. There's another question here. Those who can do lucid dreaming, what's the most bizarre or disturbing thing you faced in your lucid dream? Which is kind of a weird question to me, because lucid dreaming is when you're in control of your dreams, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I see like one person here. He says, I decided to spawn a huge ass spider at the bottom of a hotel lobby. And then he got scared of the spider that he put in there. So he then decided to spawn a huge wooden hammer to crush the spider. And then he woke up. Dude was
weird. Weird.
Yeah. I don't know. Like I actually recently had a dream where I, like, for our listeners who may not know, I follow a plant-based diet. And in this dream, I was eating chicken wings, but I was with some other people. And one dude asked me, hey, aren't you vegan? Why are you eating chicken wings? And then I looked at the plate and I'm like, yeah, why the fuck am I eating these? What the hell?
Yeah.
And then I start thinking, I'm like, what? It's because I'm dreaming. That's why. Mm. See, I knew I wouldn't have committed to this if I wasn't, if there was, you know, there wasn't.
Doesn't make sense. Something's not working out here.
But then I just kept dreaming the normal dream. I didn't like lucid dream anything. Usually you have to realize you're dreaming.
Yeah.
And then you can like start controlling the dream. But I just kept going with the dream. Like I started like walking down some sort of hallway afterwards. I don't know.
Yeah.
But the dream kept doing dream things after that.
Yeah, I can't remember like a specific one, but I do have a lot of lucid dreams, you know. In the sense of sometimes I'm just like, as you said, just let the dream be the dream.
Yeah. You know?
But at some point I'm like, no, stop right there. Just change the script.
Just change the script. Yeah. Hold on. This ain't entertaining enough.
Yeah.
Gotta do something else with my time.
Yeah. It's like, it would make more sense if we did this. It's like, it's a dream. It doesn't have to make sense. For my sanity, it does.
gotta follow logistics up in here.
Yeah. No, yeah, I always have these weird dreams sometimes, where it's always like this complicated maze type of house. Yeah. You know, but it's not the same house.
It's not. It's every time something different.
Yeah, it's a different house, and it's like, okay, we gotta go downstairs to the kitchen, get this and that and that. And then you're like, in my mind, I was like, okay, I know where the kitchen is and what it looks like. But on the way to get down the stairs and everything, you end up somewhere else.
Yeah.
And then you're like, Well, let me go back because the stairs, by the time I come back down the stairs, it will go to the kitchen. It'll be an extra staircase or whatever, you know?
Extra staircase, yeah.
Yeah, that's how I climb back up the stairs and I go back down the staircase and then guess what? There's another extra staircase. And then I...
Got you exercising in your dream.
Yeah, then I go to the kitchen or something. And then it's always like, not always, but like sometimes there's like an animal that wants to attack, you know?
Yeah.
So sometimes
gotta
it's
keep
like,
you on your toes.
Like a cat or a dog, like just wilding, you know?
Yeah.
They just do random attacks. And then it's like, I remember one of the dreams was like a dog was just like, grabbed my hand like with its mouth, you know,
mm-hmm.
trying to pull me. And I was like, oh no, you don't.
Oh no, you don't.
And I'm with people. I'm like, and there are people in my dream from like random parts of my life. They're not like from a certain group or whatever. So it's like a mix of people from different, you know,
yeah, different
my
eras.
Yeah, but they're all there. Like they know each other, and like you know,
yeah.
And they're like, yeah, beat that dog.
Beat that dog.
You got it. And then it's like, and then it's just me staring at the dog and then the dog giving up or some shit like that, you know?
Yeah.
I was like so I'm still like, says, yeah, still trying to give me, like, control of that dream a bit. And I was like, yeah, we got to get out of here. Like, we got to check out before this time. And then every time it's like, we missed the checkout time.
Yeah. Always be like that in the dreams.
And then I wake up frustrated. I was like, God damn it. Those fuckers are so slow.
Yeah.
Because I always like have to go back and save somebody or help somebody with something.
Yeah. It's always like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've had several dreams. I've also had a dream. That actually reminded me when I was super young. I don't know. I was like 8 or 9 years old or something. I had a dream where I was trying to make it to my house. There was a dog chasing me.
Yeah.
You know how in dreams you can't really run.
You
run slowly or something like that.
Yeah.
And yeah, so this dog's just like chasing up to me, and I get to my door, and then I turn around. This dog is like jumping at me. And then I wake up, and then there's nothing else after that.
It's like the end of a episode.
End of an episode. Yeah. Tune in next time.
For next time.
For an entirely different plot of the episode.
Next week.
Of the series.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've also had dreams where I'm like, I'm trying to help people.
Yeah.
And we're like running late and all this stuff.
Never works out.
Pain in the ass. Never works out.
Never works out.
Always end up waking up.
Yeah.
Damn it.
I have that as well, especially if I have to go to the office sometimes and I'm like, I gotta wake up early, you know.
Yeah.
Gotta make sure I don't miss the train or whatever train this is, and like because if there's train problems, da da da, in my head. So I think it runs so much in my head throughout the day or before I go to sleep that when
it translates.
When I'm sleeping, it translates, and I'm always late.
Every single time.
Every single time.
See, I knew this would happen.
Yeah, and then I wake up.
What plan?
And then because first it's either I wake up late, like I missed the alarm. You know, in the dream, you know, so I wake up, I'm like, God damn, I need to get ready, you know, so I'm getting ready, blah, blah, blah. And then, so it feels so real to a certain point where I'm just like, but I don't own these shoes.
Yeah.
Whose shoes are these? And then I'm like, it's a dream. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I wake up and I was like, God damn it. Time to go.
Yo, gotta go.
Gotta go.
Man. Yeah, dreams are really weird.
Yeah.
Can't figure them out. Yeah, we have another question here. This is, what is something you used to think people were exaggerating about until you experienced it yourself?
Adult life.
Adult life. You know, I remember being a young child.
Yeah.
Also like 8 or 9 or something. I was looking at adult life and I'm like, you guys seem like you're not having a good time.
Good time, yeah.
It seems like a lot of bills and responsibility. And then I grew up and now I'm like, you know, late 20s.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, I was right. Everybody's having a shit
Everyone
time.
Is
Everyone's
stress.
Everyone's stress. Stressing. Got the struggle out here. But yeah, some of the comments. So one dude says a proper toothache. And I've had a toothache before, and that shit does kind of hurt.
Yeah, I mean, I've had a toothache.
But I don't know, like, I'm sure people have had much worse toothaches than I've had, too. Like, I think I just had, like, a minor toothache, and that was, you know, shit. What? Another dude says back pain. And I can attest, like, I've had back surgery. Back pain fucking sucks.
It's real.
It's real. Yeah, it do be real. And then the thing is, like, I had the surgery, and then the hospital had me walking, not even 24 hours later.
Yeah.
They're like, all right, we got to get you up and walking. I'm like,
tap you on the back.
They sent me home 2 days to tap me on the back. Holy shit. You know, they would have. They would have. They were, it seemed like they would have. Yeah, they had me walk up a flight of stairs the second day, and then they sent me home. And they're like, all right, you good. I'm like, excuse me. I just had my spine rearranged.
Yeah.
I think I can lay down for a couple of days. Can't, don't you? Oh, fuck.
Fuck.
One dude says arthritis when it's about to rain.
Mm.
You know, I'm not looking forward to that.
I hear some people get that a lot.
Yeah. Another dude says the difference between humid and dry heat, which, yeah, also, like, I lived in a dry heat desert climate for most of my life. And then I flew to Malta during the summer.
And you discover humidity.
I discover humidity. Holy shit.
It's real.
I was immediately drenched in sweat.
Yeah.
Like, the sweat, it wasn't like me excreting sweat. Like, the sweat latched onto me.
Yeah.
From the air.
It's just the air, like water particles just like sticking to you, making you look all shiny.
Right? I was like, disgusting. What is this sensation? Oh, I don't like it.
That's the thing I hate about humidity. Mm-hmm. Like that humid, hot weather. It's because you get all sticky everywhere. Yep. Everywhere, right?
Everywhere.
And then it's like dust and all these other things start sticking to you too.
Yeah.
So you're basically a walking piece of shit.
Yeah. Especially with all the bacteria floating around
exactly,
in the air.
Exactly. Yeah. They're all sticking to you. So you gotta take a shower 5 times a day.
And then you can't dry off.
No.
Like you can try. You can have a towel. Yeah. You can have multiple towels.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's not going anywhere.
As much as you try and
try to wipe it off.
Wipe it off. It's like, we're back. It's like, no.
Get off of me.
The shampoo smell disappears.
Yeah. Wiping off all the cleanliness, but
yeah.
Can't seem to get rid of the wetness. Man. Bullshit. I got another question here. What's something that you never outgrew?
Never outgrew.
I already know an answer for you.
What's that?
Legos.
Legos.
Yeah, building Legos.
I just kind of started doing that again. I haven't done it in a long time.
Yeah, but if you're doing it again, you didn't outgrow it.
Well,
if you outgrew it, then you're not doing
it
anymore.
It's just because I got it as a present, and I was like, it's actually fun.
I suppose that's true. Yeah.
If it's fun,
you didn't outgrow it.
Yeah. But it was stressful as well. I was just like,
that's true. Yeah.
I was like, I don't want to do this again.
Like, where's this piece?
Yeah. I don't want to do this again for a while. And then, like, you're left over with some pieces as well. You're like, I guess I missed out some parts. Who gives a fuck?
Not deconstructing this. To
yeah. Nah, I wouldn't be
not trying to find it. No?
Nah.
I mean, I think for me, it would be like, the video games. Like, I don't play a lot of video games, but still enjoy them.
Yeah, I still enjoy them. Same here.
Card games and, yeah, different kind of games. Basic-ass magic tricks. I still do that to people. I have one particular trick that I use to steal money from others.
Yeah.
Like I would go into high school and I would like show them their card and then I would, you know, place it down on the table. so to speak. And then I would like pick out the card myself, a different card from the deck. And I'd be like, all right, I think this is your card. And people would be like, mm-mm, it's on the table. And I'd be like, really? Do you want to bet money? People would be like, yeah, I got $5 for lunch today. Here's my money. Give me $5 if it's not my card. And I'm like, all right, what was your card? And then they say their card. I make them say it before I show it to them, mm-hmm. of course, because then everybody's gonna be like, mm-mm, that wasn't my card.
That wasn't my card. Yeah.
Well, yeah. And then I show them the card, and they're like, what the fuck? They just start flipping the cards all on the table. I'm like, mm-hmm. This is the only trick I know.
One trick pony.
Right. Man. But yeah, if it's not Legos, yeah. What did you outgrow? Or what did you never outgrow?
Never outgrow, yeah. Is that video games as well. Playing basketball when I can. Music.
Yeah. Well, does anybody outgrow music though?
Yeah, but like in my case, like writing music.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. What else would I have, bro? I don't know. Like, I think, like, the Lego thing was fun.
Yeah.
But it was like, oh, yeah, this was a fun, nostalgic thing to do, you know?
Yeah.
Would I do it again? I don't think so. Not for a while, at least.
Not for a while. Yeah, makes sense.
So
it's like an experience.
Yeah,
you sit yourself down for.
Yeah, it's kind of like, oh, I haven't done this in a long time. And you know, when I was doing it, I was a kid, and I really sucked at reading manuals and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
But yeah, I got some people. One guy says shyness.
Shyness.
Mm. Yeah, just stay shy forever. I kind of get to. I'm a pretty shy individual. Like, once I get to know you, I'm like, yeah, I'll talk shit. But like,
oh yeah, yeah.
Someone else has stuffed animals. Just imagine like a 40-year-old person having bed full of stuffed animals.
Well, I mean, lately it's like kind of common to have all those plushies and how do you say those anime.
Figurines
and stuff. Yeah, like
body pillows.
Body pillows and everything. They just collect them and it's all over their room.
Yeah. One day I'm gonna have a collection.
One day you'll have start your own collection.
Yeah, I didn't even buy any of them. They're all like birthday presents and Christmas presents and shit.
Every year a new one.
Some people come over to my house and I'm like, it's not what you think.
He's like,
I promise.
It's like, nah, man. I saw
Why
you
are they on
out.
Display then? Huh?
He's just like, I saw you passed out hugging that thing. You need another one. Whole building comes together, chips and money to get you a new one. It's his birthday, goddamn. You gotta put in this work.
I never asked for this. Stop.
It's not even my fault.
I never wanted it to begin with.
But I can't stop using it.
Comes an addiction. Every time I leave my house without a body pillow, I start scratching my neck. Oh.
Yeah, he's like, oh, yeah. Back.
Can't be out here.
Yeah.
Oh boy. Someone else is spinning around in a circle anytime they're in an office chair. Never outgrew that.
I actually don't do that anymore. I should be doing that.
Yeah, right? I have an office chair right now. You know, yeah. When's the last time I spun around in this thing?
Yeah.
I gotta do it one time.
I gotta do it one time. Once a day.
Once a day. Make it a routine.
Yeah.
It's actually a good ass fucking point too. I don't remember the last time I spun around in an office chair.
Yeah.
Damn. I forgot about doing that actually. Oh man. There's another question. What's the best mindfuck movie? I guess something that really made you, you know, like you were like, holy shit. What the fuck? I never knew. Some people are saying 12 Monkeys. I never watched any of this, by the way.
12 Monkeys.
Ex Machina, Memento, cult classic, The Game. I've never watched any of these. The Prestige. Donnie Darko.
Donnie Darko is more of a psychological. It's more... Yeah, I didn't like it, but yeah.
Yeah. Shutter Island. Never watched that.
Oh, Shutter Island. Yeah, Shutter Island. Yeah, Shutter Island is also like... psychological thriller.
Yeah. Inception. Of course, somebody was going to comment Inception.
Yeah, Inception. But that's like, yeah.
I think that's what... Inception's not really... I don't know. I only watched bits and pieces of Inception. I watched it once when I was like a child. So I was like half paying attention.
Yeah.
Not really, you know. But I was like, it seemed to be the movie where it's like, it was a lot of context to follow. Yeah. Not so much mindfuck.
Yeah.
So I don't know. But, you know, I don't know. I didn't watch the full movie, you know, start to finish, full focus. I do think... The movie I would say, though, would be Mr. Nobody. Because Mr. Nobody, basically the movie's about this child who grows up. Essentially, it's like a documentary filmmaker who's meeting this really old guy, and the old guy is recollecting his life. But he does so in a way where he's aware of every possible life he could have had.
Mm-hmm.
And he recalls, particularly when he's a kid, he has the choice of moving with his mom or moving with his dad because his parents split up. And so the movie basically takes place of both of his possible lives, whether he stay with his dad or whether he stay with his mom. And he's like talking about, he as his old version is talking about both of these lives. And, but he doesn't know which one he lived. Because like he's so old and he doesn't know, but he is aware of these different points that like what could have happened. And then at the very end, well, I don't know if I should spoil it.
Yeah, I can tell me. I don't think I'll ever watch it.
All right, well, spoiler alert, if you want to watch the movie, don't listen to the next thing I'm about to say. Basically at the end, it shows that he chose neither. He went and ran away from both of his parents and started a new life on his own.
Interesting.
But yeah, yeah. So this whole time I'm watching both lives take place and like neither of this shit happened.
Yeah.
This whole fuck is 2 hours. Yeah, this whole 2 hours. But it was also a lot of context to follow. Like you had to like it didn't really give you like any you know like March 7th, 1942 or whatever.
Yeah.
Year it took place. And like you would have to see where he is, who the people he's interacting with to get, oh, okay, he's living the life that he chose his mom. Like it would like it, and it would be straight from another scene where he was living with his dad. And so you would have to like pick up on context pretty quickly.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, that would be the one, at least one that I watch. I don't watch many movies, guys. It's not really something I do a lot. I don't have the attention span for movies. I sit down, I have to pause movies.
Yeah, for me, those type of movies are not really like my thing to watch, you know?
Yeah, me neither. I'm not really a mindfuck thriller, psychological kind of...
Because I also watched the Interstellar.
I've never watched that.
I was like, it was long, it was...
It was long. It was...
Yeah, the same with Inception. I watched it once, like the time it came out, and I was just like, yeah, not watching that again. Like, you know, like,
yeah,
it's not really for me. But yeah, I know a lot of people like that type of shit, like the butterfly effect and everything.
Yeah, exactly.
Like those ones, you kind of understand because then you can fuck up the whole timeline and everything because of what you do if you go back in time or
yeah
if you see yourself like there's always a theory like if you see yourself from the future or something like that.
Mm.
You see your future self in the past or whatever, like some bullshit happens.
Yeah, always.
Yeah.
Always some bullshit.
Oh, some bullshit. Yeah. Those time traveling movies.
Yeah.
That's why Back to the Future is still the realistic one.
Still waiting on my car.
My flying car, yeah.
I hit 88 miles per hour every day. What the hell are you talking about? Travel back to no future. Travel back to no future.
No future.
Oh yeah. I think that is a decent amount of questions.
Hell yeah.
Go through for this episode. Let us guys let us know what you think. Give us your answers to these questions. Let us know what mindfuck movies you watch. What's something you never outgrew? As long as you've gone without sleep, what did you experience? Were you hallucinating? Did your couch turn into a dinosaur or something? Yeah. If you ever had a lucid dream, what'd you do in the lucid dream? Did you spawn a huge ass spider that you were scared of?
Mm-hmm.
Subsequently, did you do something else? But as always, make sure to give us a like, share us around.
Hell yeah.
And we'll see you next time on the podcast.